Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 77. It's August 14th, 2020. November 22nd, 2011. Writing. I came to writing relatively late in life. Of course, I wrote for work and during school, but I always saw writing as a chore and did not feel that I was particularly good at it. I went to a mediocre high school and then to engineering school where writing was technical, not creative. We wrote in business school, but I don't recall a lot of effort being put into making us better writers. And for almost two decades in venture capital, writing meant memos and quarterly reports and not much more. Then, at age 42, I started blogging, and I've been writing daily ever since. Something like 5,600 blog posts have been entered into my TypePad CMS, almost all of them by me. I'm getting close to Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours. My writing has improved immeasurably. But more importantly, I've learned to love writing. It's creative. It's a puzzle. How do I tell the story? How do I get my point across? How do I do it crisply and clearly? How do I end it on a strong note? I've been thinking about this because my son, who is in high school, has been working hard on his writing skills. And my daughter, who is in college, has shared a few of her papers with me recently. My daughter's writing has improved so much in the past few years. She writes so beautifully now with poise and confidence. And my oldest daughter writes in her journal every day, keeping a private record of her life. My son is still working to find his voice, his style, his flow. I've noticed that the high school my children went to, really emphasizes writing and communication skills. I think that's great. I wish I had that kind of high school education. Better late than never. But I still struggle to help my children with their written work. I find it easy to help with math and science homework. I know how to ask them the questions that lead to the insights that help them answer the questions themselves. But when I read a draft paper that isn't the best they can do, I struggle to help them. I certainly don't want to edit the paper. I want them to edit it. But it's hard to find the words, the strategies, and the ways to inspire them to improve it. I've noticed that the best English and history teachers usually ask their students to hand in a draft, which they mark up, and then the students are asked to write a final version. I think that's a great way to go. I guess I suffer from never having had an editor or an editor's job. I'm just a self-taught writer. Communication skills are so important in life. The investment I've made in my communication skills over the past 8 years is paying huge dividends for me now. I want to help my kids make the same investment, just much earlier in life. I know it will come in handy, and I know it will be a great source of pleasure for them throughout their life. September 19th, 2013, writing it down. I had dinner with my daughter Jessica last night. We got to talking about creativity. She's a photographer. I asked her how she thinks Pieter Hugo comes up with his ideas for photos. She said, I bet he reads a lot about the topics he's interested in and then writes down his thoughts. And from that comes the ideas for the work. That led to a long discussion about the value of reading and writing, with a particular emphasis on writing. I told her I had toiled in the VC business for close to 20 years before I hit my stride, and the reason I found my stride was my adoption of blogging. As all of you know, I write every day. It is my discipline, my practice, my thing. It forces me to think, articulate, and question. And I get feedback from it. When I hit publish, I get a rush every time. Just like the first time, it's incredibly powerful, and it's permanent. There's a long and winding road of my thinking out there on the public internet. Google mobile app deep linking, and you find my first post at the top. That's because I've been thinking about mobile app deep linking, and I wrote my thoughts down. A journalist is doing a profile of me. I told him that I don't like profiles of VCs. I suggested he should focus on the entrepreneurs who are doing the real work in startup land. But that didn't get him off to back off. He replied, I understand your reticence, though I think it would be instructive to hear how you've come to some decisions. What struck you about Twitter, for instance? Many people would have shaken their heads. What struck me about Twitter? That's here. I wrote it down. And of course, underneath that's here is a link to his blog post from 2007 about his thinking about Twitter. August 18th, 2014. Public writing, and community building. I realized this morning that many of the biggest changes in startups and VC over the past 10 years have come about in part because of public writing and community building. I would put the YC and 500 Startups movement in that camp, and the emergence of vibrant startup hubs in New York, LA, and Boulder, and the juggernaut that is A16Z. If you want to make a splash and create something new, writing publicly and building a community around that is one important part of the playbook. And those are three of the, I don't even know, 10,000 now, could be more, blog posts by Fred Wilson of Union Square Ventures. He posts these at avc.com, literally those three letters, avc.com. Three-letter domain names, pretty hardcore for threeletter.com. And he's written a ton over the years. Union Square, they've been very public about their theses as they've gone along. Everything, the networks, out of that, sort of the funds from the networks thesis, they had wild success with Tumblr and Twitter and Behance and Indeed and SoundCloud and Kickstarter and lots. And then on through crypto and nomadic stuff, like all kinds of ideas. Great people to follow. And it's cool to see him writing about writing. Weaved into his writing about writing is thinking about his own children, thinking about education. It's incredibly active in school, John Taylor Gatto. And it's really got me thinking too. He mentions New York City, Los Angeles, and Boulder here in 2014. I think Austin could do a lot better. Brett Hurt, I remember starting to blog much more actively and writing about writing, blogging about blogging, and exhorting other entrepreneurs here to do the same. I think it's great advice. It's advice I've never taken. I've enjoyed over the last weeks, months, getting up really early, getting in lots of good running. I think the next practice I really need to build is writing every day, and I need to get where I'm doing that publicly. And then what I really hope to do, it's going to take me a little bit, but get that drumbeat going, and I'm doing it personally, and then convince one friend to do the same each week. And ideally, convince them that once they get a groove, that they go get another friend. Because I think with that kind of compounding, we can improve ourselves individually, share amongst each other, and really start to improve Austin. And in the Julian Simon sense, in the finest of Julian Simon's work, really talking about improving the world, generating knowledge, sharing that knowledge, taking action on that knowledge, putting it out in the water, getting it into the flow. That's what we all need to do. And by the way, we might not all agree with each other. That's okay. That's preferred. So we need to let the ideas tangle so we don't have to. It's a big deal. Short one today. I did get up really, really early. I'll revisit that topic here soon. Hope y'all are having a good one. Thanks.